President Trump just signed a no-bail executive order. But before you think this changes the whole country, here's what's really going on. On Monday, August 25th, President Trump signed two related executive orders. The first one targets Washington, D.C. directly, ending cashless bail for suspects arrested there. Instead of being released without paying, suspects will be moved into federal custody whenever possible and face federal charges. The second order is where it gets national attention. It tells the Attorney General to identify any U.S. cities or states with cashless bail policies and warns they could lose federal funding if they don't change their laws. Here's the key point. This order does not automatically change bail laws across the country. States still control their own systems, but the White House is using financial pressure to push them toward ending cashless bail. Supporters of cashless bail say it stops punishing people just for being poor. Critics say it lets dangerous offenders back on the streets too quickly. And now, with federal funding on the line, this debate is about to heat up in cities nationwide. So what do you think? Should people arrested be released with no bail, or should they have to pay to get out? Drop your thoughts in the comments. This one's going to be a big debate.